if you will, invite arriving. I'm going to move through with you. So instead of your own pacing, I'm going to be doing the pacing a bit. So starting with arriving. And now aligning. I'm sorry. I'm now available. End of the day fatigue. So we've arrived. Now we're moving towards opening to available. Mindfulness is front and center. Always include. Recognize choice. What is the felt sense of choice that you have? How do you know that you have choice? What does it feel like in the body, in the mind, in the heart, intuitively? And now align, please. And now pay attention to this aligned availability as ground, just like the earth element resting on earth was ground. How might you understand it, experience it, open to it? Feel your own empowerment, your Buddha nature. The taking refuge that you have done. What does it feel like? The felt sense, not as pleasant or unpleasant, but as an energetic experience. Move to an anchor object, body, breath, hearing, some other object. Establishing it well. And now just notice if that felt sense of availability is present. not summoning it up so much as just seeing if energetically it's there in the body, in the field, if you prefer, in the consciousness, if you prefer, the energetic field, the body, in consciousness, emotionally there. And start to see what it's like to more intensely focus on that availability while still with the object. But that, what does it feel like? What is being present feel like when there's this availability to being present? How would you name that, describe that for yourself? Single word first. And then maybe a phrase or a series of words that are not necessarily a phrase, but there's a series of words that captures it more fully. Just stay with this for a while, and I have one more question for you in the meditation. In a while. Can you feel that this aligned availability is both personal and impersonal? If you have gained insight in regards to this availability, how can you acknowledge that just spontaneously? Acknowledge to yourself, for the future selves, the future experiences in the moment that will be in the next day, in the next few days. How do you acknowledge for yourself that which knows? How do you acknowledge the significance? Can't cling to it. The acknowledgement can be energetic, it can be more mental, more kind of philosophical, it can be in the heart, it can be very much in the body, it can have an emotion. For myself, there was a time when it was very important to me that I acknowledge this, that I own up to it, that I declare for it, that I commit, that I embody all of these different kinds of words. Maybe not for you. And I'd had a lot more experience when I did that than our brief first day, day and a half of meditation.